from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm always like, if you really like the person, like, you do the best you can to kind of bring them back.
I agree with that. Here's Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco on Club Shay Shay. This is Club Shay Shay. Chad Johnson. Listen to this one. Former wide receiver.
Nah, it's still there. You got to think that they're losing one individual that is, I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way. It's a position that is replaceable. If you think about the NFL in general, receivers are a dime a dozen. The special ones are not. The top five, the top three, special. But everyone outside of that is replaceable. You can find and get that production from so many other players, especially maybe the ones that they're going to have fill that spot. The way their offenses run, they'll be fine. The way Shanahan calls plays, they'll be fine.
Chad Ochocinco saying Brandon Ayuk is replaceable. Do you agree with him?
Very definitively, too.
Do you agree with him?
I don't think I agree with him. Like, replaceable long term, like over a couple years, maybe they find a replacement.
Yeah.
Replaceable for this year?
For sure.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing that.
Let's go to Brian and Sack. Brian, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, so kind of to Chad Johnson's point, actually, is what I wanted to kind of touch on as well. So, I mean, right now, if what we understand the numbers to be, the contract that's on the table, he's getting paid and top 10 wide receiver money. I think part of the issue is he's a prisoner of the team that he's on right now, right? So it's such a talented squad. So you're not going to be, we don't need you to be that number one guy. Yet, how much does it mean to you to stay on a team that everyone that says when they get to the Niner squad, the synergy, the great organization, et cetera, this is in his backyard where he grew up essentially. So I start thinking like his valuation of himself, I mean, where does he see himself at this point? And assuming that he's wanting $30 million, I don't really know what he's asking for, right? And if the Niners are just sitting at that 26, maybe that is a little bit lower. But then when I'm talking about the million-dollar difference or whatever the case may be, I just think that if you're still getting paid in top 10 money and you're not that upper echelon, you're getting paid in that second tier, that's where the frustration comes with me.
I feel you. Do you think that they can replace him this season? Say they don't replace him, Brian, and they just get picks for Brandon Ayuk. As Matt Maiocco, real quick, Brian, there's been a lot of leverage, and right now Brandon Ayuk does have leverage. He controls where he goes among teams that work out a deal with the 49ers. He must sign off on a multi-year contract in order to end up with a new team. So if they just trade him and get picks, do they have the personnel on this roster this season to get back to New Orleans and play for a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
So I'll be honest, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, so I say hell no. I don't think it helps for him to not be on this team. We heard a lot about, you know, but he's already had, what, three injuries in training camp. We don't know of him yet, right? Yeah. Everyone's talking about how he can be, but we don't know. So me personally, no. I would love for him to be on the team. I don't think we get to the Super Bowl on a Niner team without Ice.
I agree with him completely. I don't even know, like, getting to the playoffs is one thing. Winning playoff games, have we learned anything? Winning playoff games are really hard. It's all hands on deck. And even then, even when you have all hands on deck, you could be, you know, going up against it. Think of just the last 2 years, the special wins the Niners have had. Green Bay game was come from behind. Detroit game was come from behind. All right. Go to the year prior. The Dallas game was tooth and nail. Then you needed a George Kittle wild catch to put yourself in position. And then you needed Dak to just basically throw up all over himself and turn the ball over. Now you blew out Seattle, but it was a close game at halftime. Like, I know they blew him out
close
in the second
game,
half.
Late third quarter, yeah. 23-17, and they were driving.
So let's not act like, you know, getting in the playoffs it's hard, but winning playoff games is dramatically difficult.
Well, this is where it comes to, and somebody, I'm going to give Theodore credit on YouTube because he just kind of read my mind. And this is where I was going to go. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch and Twitter, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. You got the dealer. We'll get back to the lines in just a second, but this is where my mind went to, and Theodore read my mind, and this is where I kind of want to go. If Brock Purdy is an elite quarterback, they can win without Brandon Ayuk. So now the question is Brock Purdy elite? Is Brock Purdy that guy? Can you win without Ayuk? Well, if Brock Purdy is elite, I think he can. Now the question is he elite? We'll see. Theodore is spot on. That's what it is. Do you believe if they're willing to move off of Brandon Ayuk, there's a belief. And we talked about this on the show call yesterday. Or Lutman and I was talking about it. If there is a belief that, hey, we can win without Ayuk, then that must mean that Shanahan believes in himself and he believes in his quarterback to elevate this offense without Brandon Ayuk. That's where it is.
I mean, we love Purdy, and if guys run the right routes and they're in the right position, I mean, most people think like, yeah, he's gonna throw that on time, right? You know, but you also have to, you know, every now and then you got to have dudes that can win one on ones, and so like we could talk about Purdy all we want. I think part of what made Josh Allen in the playoffs, this is where I come. Like, I think Josh Allen's amazing. And then I watched in the playoffs, he's throwing guys open, literally hitting Stephon Diggs, who's a great player, in the hands, and he's dropping the ball. So Purdy could be awesome and making all the right reads. Tom Brady, final year in New England. I thought Tom was still Tom. A lot of people thought he was washed. I'm like, he's throwing to Jacoby Myers as his number one.
Kimbrough Hopkins.
What?
Kimbrough Hopkins.
I mean, they had nothing.
I love that, Dave.
And Tom loses to the Titans and Tannehill at home with a pick six, you know, to end it. So, like, yeah, I love Purdy, but that's a lot to put on Purdy. No quarterback can overcome, garbage at receiver. You got to have something.
You have a great offensive mind.
You got to have something.
You got to have great offensive mind.
For sure.
You have Deebo Samuel. You have George Kittle. Yeah, third and Juwan.
Jennings. They still have a lot of talent.
Chris Conley, Ricky Pearsall, Christian McCaffrey. There is plenty of talent on this team. So, if Brock Purdy is that dude, a $65 million a year quarterback, and I'm not saying he's not elite. I have him in my top six. I got Brock Purdy in my top six right now. You guys asked me, I got him in the top six. So before all the haters come out and say that you hate Brock Purdy, I have him in my top six. I have him in my top six as quarterback, all right?
He's
in my top six. You know, I'm not a Brock Purdy hater.
I am happy with Brock Purdy.
But we're going to find out just how elite he is if they do move off of Brandon Ayuk. I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
Let's just say hypothetically, you know, they move off of Ayuk and they don't get anything back that can truly help them right now. And you get a lackluster year from Pearsall and Kittle goes down and Deebo goes down and they still win 12 or 13 games. Then yeah, like get the Brinks truck ready, get the guaranteed money ready. We're not waiting till you know, March. Like you're literally giving him the money the second the season's over.
So we'll go find out. And that's a great point by Theodore. If Ayuk is gone, we're going to find out just how elite Brock Purdy is. Let's go to the lines. Lamont in Oakland. Lamont, what's happening?
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Lamont in Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's going on?
I just wanted to bring up a point. So I believe Ayuk is worth, you know, $28, $29 million, whatever. It's unfortunate. It looks like it's not going to be. with the 49ers. But I think he's a great receiver, good to great. And that's not my issue where I'm calling. I'm just calling because I heard something that people say this a lot in sports. And I heard you say a little earlier, Vontae, about players and owners and honoring contracts. And the thing I think about with this, though, is that people say this often when it comes to basketball and football. But the reality is that owners and GMs and players have two different functions. And so to expect a general manager, like you said, general managers don't honor the contracts. Their job is to trade players and build rosters and do things. So, like, they're not going to be comparative in that way. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
A player is a player. They chosen to work for this team. They've been dressed. So they have two different functions. So it's not going to be fair, quote unquote, because they're the owners of the team, right? They own the team.
No doubt.
And however they got the team, that's their job to do that.
No doubt.
But at the same time, I do agree that IU is big. Like, he's a great receiver. I looked at his stats. I mean, he was 18 yards a catch last year and 1,300 some odd yards. And it's elite numbers, right? And so I think he does deserve the money. Like, I don't think he's that replaceable. Like, I don't think this is a situation where,
Lamont,
they can just slide him in. Somebody else.
Lamont, you make a great point here. Lamont, you make a great point. Stay on the line. You're making unbelievable points. You know what I'm saying? The owners and the GMs, their function. You're absolutely right. But on the flip side, you get where I'm coming from with the player. The players probably know that, and they're saying, well, I got to get what I got to get now because I know I could be cut in 2 years or be traded. So that's why when Kavakami says, look, it's not maybe not about the AAV, the annual average per year, but it's probably the guaranteed money. That's what he's looking for. Maybe they're far apart on the guaranteed money. And that's why these players want that guaranteed money, because they know they could be cut in 2 years, because they know the function of an owner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
GM, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I believe IU deserves his money. Like, he's been a huge, and I think when he's gone, that's when people will actually see his impact.
Yeah,
I think that because everybody's winning and everybody's having a good time and getting to the Super Bowl right now, they're not understanding the balance of the field and what he actually creates when he stretches the field. Because Debo, we know, he's not a deep threat. Like, he's a yak guy, right? You throw him a slam about 7-8 yards and you watch it work, right? Kittle is kind of the same. Juwan is a good receiver, third down guy, but he can't replace IU. Like, Juwan is an over-the-middle guy. He doesn't really get deep. He gets about 8 to 10 intermediate routes over the middle. He's got good hands. But IU is the guy with the speed and the guy who makes that secondary react to him, which makes everything else open. The only caveat I will say is, if McCaffrey balls out like we know he can, it might lessen the blow, but then you really got to do a lot of play action and get the defense off balance with that. But, yeah, that's my input.
It's a really good call.
Good call, Lamont. Good call.
It's a really good call. You know, the thing that he was getting at regarding, like, they're just –
the GM's job is to make the best team that he possibly can, whether that's pissing and alienating off players or not. And that's a really good point. But it's also the agent and the player's job to maximize their career, whether that be financially, whether that be on the field. 9 times out of 10, they're trying to do both. You know what I mean? And all that. This is just one of those situations, and I get there's a tug and pull with like GMs trying to get the least amount and the player trying to get the most. This one just does feel really different. It feels really different than a lot of the other ones, and it's the fact that they've allowed him to kind of go outside of the team to negotiate with other teams, and that to me signals, whether fair or not, I'm thinking, well, maybe they don't value him, and I think that's where it's like, well, what's going on here? This just feels so different.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. They feel like they have a price point, and they're saying, yeah, you're not going above this price point. Let's go to Raj in Santa Rosa. Raj, what's happening?
Hey, Raj.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Huge fan.
Thank you,
Dante. I wanted to say I love on the Warriors pre and post game. I love Festus on the show. It's awesome that he's with you guys.
Thank you.
Is he going to be on the show this season?
He will be there. He will be back.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make an appearance this year.
Awesome, awesome. So with Ayuk, I wanted to comment on just my take on things. And first, I want to say the people calling in and just yapping at you guys, it's kind of wild. It's like, everybody's entitled to have their opinion. It's sports, you know, calm down.
Hey, Raj, you should see Twitter. It's a lot worse on that app. Trust me.
I'm on there. I haven't checked today, though.
No. But, it gets nasty.
But my take on Ayuk is this, is I want him here. I think he's terrific. I would pay him if I was the owner or GM, but I get, you know, all the conflict of, hey, how are we going to pay Purdy and all these other guys? And it's a sticky situation. On top of that is what I'd say is to people calling in saying Ayuk is being greedy, is what I'd say to them is like, it doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. Like, when you work, you expect to be paid. And even if you're rich, like, you're then not going to say, let me now work the rest of my life for free. This isn't like, it is a job. It's not a charity. And so he has the right to say, hey, this is what I think my worth is, and I would like to try to get that. It's not greed. It's you valuing yourself.
You're right. Good call, Raj. Good call. 888.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.